And now, the next in our series of talks by the descendants of famous people. Today, Count Wilhelm von Brandenstein Zeppelin talks about his great-grandfather, the designer of the most famous airships which were named after him.
I am constantly surprised by my great-grandfather's continued fame. Only a few years ago, they made a film about the most famous of his airships, the Hindenburg. His airships obviously have as big a hold on the public imagination now as they did when he was first making them. That's over 100 years ago now. And because of my name, people still talk to me about the airships. The original Count Zeppelin came, of course, from an age before even the idea of commercial powered flight existed. And he wasn't an inventor originally. Far from it. He was born in 1838 near Konstanz, and at the age of 16, joined the army cadet school at Württemberg. By training, he was a soldier, and it was to learn military organization that, in 1863, when he was 25, he visited the USA. But while he was there, he got the chance to go up in what was called an aerostat, something like a balloon. From then on, his thoughts turned to the use of flying machines. But the development of his own airships did not happen overnight. Remember, he was still a soldier. And it was only in 1895 that he was able to take out his first imperial patent for a dirigible flying train. Until that time, balloons could only go where the wind blew them. Zeppelin's plans were original because he added motors so the balloon could be directed and fly anywhere, even into the wind. In 1899, he founded a company to build a dirigible flying train. And on July the 2nd, 1900, the LZ-1 made its first flight near Friedrichshafen. We forget these days how exciting the first experiments with airplanes and airships were to the general public, and how intensely nationalistic people were about their achievements. When one of Zeppelin's machines made the first 24-hour flight, there were street parties, dancing, and the church bells were rung. It was after this that the German government saw the military potential of airships. They seemed to have many advantages over the airplanes of the time, which were very primitive. Zeppelin was commissioned to build a whole fleet of airships. And during World War I, more than 100 Zeppelins were used in military operations. But Zeppelin had mixed feelings about that, despite his military background. Zeppelin's dream was to create airships which could carry people across continents or across oceans like the Atlantic. And this was achieved in the period between the two world wars. But Zeppelin himself died in 1917 before his dream came true. That's the end of part 2.